I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics, and we turn to life in London. Sir Keir Starmer making a speech that is surprising in that it doesn't come to mind immediately as a Labour policy. This is limiting and reducing immigration to avoid what the Prime Minister says quite picturesquely is an island of strangers. There are stats attached to this. This is the London Times I'm looking at. And he uses language saying that this will end a squalid chapter. He's promising that immigration will fall by 100,000 people per year under new measures that he's recommending to his vast majority in the Parliament. The numbers here are daunting, especially after the COVID hit in 2020, where the request for asylum and the immigration skyrocketed. Joe, is this an everyday problem in London? The immigrants who don't have the languages, who don't have work and are at sea?
Well, what's interesting is that it feels like a bit less of a problem in London, because London is a major global metropolitan center. And so I think that the people who live in the capital are accustomed to higher levels of migration and more foreign-born population. The political problem that Prime Minister Keir Starmer is trying to solve is actually the attitudes outside of London. Parts of the country that feel the influx of migration more keenly. And he's trying to avoid a version of the problem in Germany, because they just had some local elections where Nigel Farage's Reform Party performed very well in the local election at the expense of the Labour Party. And so I think that Starmer has realized from this that Labour has got to offer a bunch of those former Labour voters outside of London some kind of serious gesture on the migration issue. And this is it. But I think there's a certain amount of skepticism about whether he'll be able to deliver, because so much of the Labour Party is internally divided on this issue and doesn't think that they should cater to more immigration control. And I think there's also a lot of skepticism about whether Starmer himself means it, or whether the government under Labour would have the capacity to deal with the migration issue.
For example, automatic settlement and citizenship rights will be granted after 10 years instead of 5, unless migrants can show a real and lasting contribution to the economy and society. What does that mean, Joe? You have to be a baseball star or something in order to get citizenship?
Well, that's the problem. As far as I know, I don't think that they have really set out some of that kind of detail yet, for public consumption. And this is hinting at another problem that the UK has had for, at least a decade now, which is that people are unhappy about migration, but people are particularly unhappy about illegal migration. And successive governments have taken the approach of tightening the screws on legal migration routes. So we're talking about making it harder for people to come to the UK as students, making it hard for them to come to work, including skilled work, as a way to try to bring the numbers down without addressing the illegal migration, like the people who cross the English Channel in little boats, which is probably the thing that most voters have in mind when they say that they're worried about this issue. So I think that there's this disconnect fundamentally between what the government thinks that it can do and what it's trying to do on the one hand, and what people actually think about when they think about the immigration problem on the other hand.
The crossing in small boats, that is a severe risk, severe. And there doesn't seem to be an obvious answer to it unless France.
Well, I mean, ultimately, you're going to have to deal with both the push and the pull factors. And I think that the pull factors that the UK has to deal with is the fact that the legal system and the benefit system are very generous to illegal migrants once they arrive. I mean, you can get put up in a migrant hotel and you can maybe start working under the table a little bit, and it will take years for your legal process to grind through before anyone even thinks about deporting you again. And then, a lot of people now also are trying to rejoin relatives who have already come through this path.
Right.
And meanwhile, you do have to deal with some of these law and order problems on the continent, because migrants have passed through a lot of other European countries before they get to Calais on the French side of the English Channel. And I think that there needs to be a lot of work and a lot of thinking on how the UK cooperates with the European Union, even though Britain has left now, thanks to Brexit, to try to stop these flows of migrants before they get anywhere close to the Channel.
Joseph Sternberg in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.